This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Senator Bernie Sanders won the New Hampshire Democratic primary Tuesday as the race to be the party's candidate to take on President Donald Trump in November starts to come into focus. AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
Bernie Sanders, a 78-year-old self-described Democratic socialist, edged past former South Bend Mayor Pete Buttigieg and says he's running an inclusive campaign that attracts younger voters.
The agenda that speaks to the needs of working people throughout this country.
40 years his junior, Buttigieg comes in second.
To win and to govern, we need to bring new voices to our Capitol.
Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar, also moderate, comes in third with disappointing results for Elizabeth Warren and Joe Biden. Former New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg wasn't on the ballot in New Hampshire, but President Trump says that's who he wants to face in November.
He's a lightweight. You're going to find that out.
Two candidates have dropped out, and later this month, it's on to the caucus in Nevada. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Chinese health officials report the number of dead from the coronavirus outbreak has risen to more than 1,100. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports while the death total is up, the number of new cases has dropped.
China says its figures show just over 2,000 new cases, a second daily decline. The total number of cases in mainland China now is just over 44,000, although many experts believe a large number of others infected have gone uncounted. Officials say the new fatality figure of nearly 100 pushes the total dead past 1,100. One repercussion of the virus is that postal services worldwide are seeing delivery affected by the cancellation of many flights to China, with the U.S. Postal Service saying it's experiencing significant difficulties in getting mail to the China region. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
You're listening to VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump is praising his attorney general, William Barr, for intervening in the political corruption case against Mr. Trump's confidant, Roger Stone. Senior Justice Department officials are seeking to reduce Stone's sentence after career prosecutors recommended a term of up to 9 years. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer is calling for an investigation.
I have formally requested that the Inspector General of the Justice Department investigate this matter immediately. And this morning, I call on Judiciary Committee Chairman Graham to convene an emergency hearing of the Judiciary Committee to do the same.
Stone's lawyers are requesting probation, pointing to their client's age and lack of a current criminal history. Pope Francis, in one of his most significant decisions, is dismissing a proposal to allow some married men to be ordained in the Amazon region to ease an acute scarcity of priests. AP's Nicole Winfield says many Catholics in the Amazon will be disappointed.
More progressive Catholics, presumably many of the religious in the Amazon itself, had been hoping that the Pope would show an opening to this, or at least agree to study the issue more. They might be disappointed.
The recommendation alarmed conservatives who feared it could lead to a change in the commitment to celibacy among priests. Iraqi authorities reopened one of Baghdad's major bridges on Wednesday. Anti-government protesters had shut down the bridge for months. The reopening signals a lull in the unrest that has killed hundreds of people and forced the prime minister to resign. U.S. officials say a U.S. military convoy was attacked on Wednesday by pro-Syrian government militia fighters in northeast Syria. Syrian media reports one person was killed in the shooting. Meanwhile, tensions continue to ratchet up between Turkey and Syria following a deadly attack earlier this week. Reuters' Joe Davies has more.
Another convoy of Turkish military vehicles made its way towards the Syrian border on Wednesday. The latest movements came a day after Turkey launched counterattacks said to have killed 51 Syrian government troops. Retaliation for 13 Turkish soldiers killed by Syrian shelling in recent days. Turkey's President Erdogan is warning that attacks by Syrian government forces on his military will be met with the same overwhelming response. But the Turkish military casualties have sparked some of the most serious confrontations between Ankara and Damascus in the war to date. In the last 10 weeks alone, the fighting has driven nearly 700,000 people from their homes.
That's Reuters' Joe Davies reporting. A new government report says the U.S. military has switched from trying to degrade Islamic extremist groups in West Africa's sprawling Sahel region to merely trying to contain them as their deadly threat increases. Security allies are worried as the U.S. considers cutting troops on the continent to counter China and Russia elsewhere in the world. I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.